Welcome everyone to Tehillim Life Lessons, Shir number 13, Mizmor Vav Lanatzeach Binaginois Al Hashminis Mizmor LeDavid. We'll be discussing the sixth perek, the sixth chapter of Tehillim. But before we do that, I want to go back to Pasuk Yud Beis in Perek Hey. I want to share with you a ma'isa that I believe fits in beautifully to something I mentioned last week. Pasuk says, "V'yismuchu kol chayisei vach li'olam yiraneinu." We had mentioned those who yearn and those who trust in you, Hashem, li'olam yiraneinu. They will always be rejoicing, always be singing. So we ask the question: what does it mean to always be singing? Life has its challenges. Rachmanu litzlan, the suffering li'olenu. How can a person always be rejoicing? So this was last week, Sunday. The next day, Monday, unfortunately, we were by a levaya here in Philadelphia. Levaya of Rebbetzin Kamenetsky, Allah Shalom. One of the maspidim had mentioned something that I believe fits in beautifully to the pasuk we just mentioned, Li'olam Yiraneinu. That even when she was going through her yesurim, her suffering, and it was painful, she was still singing to Hashem, Li'olam Yiraneinu. When she fell and broke her rib, she was appreciative that she didn't hit her head. Li'olam Yiraneinu. When 80%, as her son Reb Zev said over, of her body was in pain, she was appreciative of the part that's not in pain. The 20%, approximately, as he said over, that was not in pain. Always looking at the positive and appreciating and understanding this is Hashem's Ratzon. This is Li'olam Yiraneinu. We now continue to Perek Vav, the sixth chapter here, Lanatzeach Binagino Yisrael Shminis Mizmor LeDavid. There's a lot going on, as we'll see from Pasuk Beis to the end, is the Tachanun Nefilas Apayim that is recited by Minog Ashkenaz every single day, Shachris and Mincha. What is the historic time period that David HaMelech is writing this capital? What is the message that he wants us to take out from it? Historically, the Mefarshim explain, the Malbim, many others, that after the Maisa of David and Bathsheba, David HaMelech became deathly ill. He was in tremendous pain from this illness. And as the Malbim explains, these are psukim based through Zion. From Zion to Yod Aleph, David HaMelech is writing and davening to Hashem about his enemies. This kapitel David HaMelech wrote as a refuah that Hashem should answer his tefillas and he should be healed. And he wrote it for all future generations, that a person who is a chayla, a sick person, should be saying this as well. We learn from Yishmael that when a person is sick, the sick person, he himself, should daven for himself as well, if he's able to. Others should say this as well. If a person is sick, Perek Vav, Kapitel Vav, is a place to turn. Is there a full shlema for the person who is sick? Let's first begin Pasuk Aleph. Lanatzeach Binaginois Al Hashminis Mizmor LeDavid. Some of Farshim explain that David HaMelech also wrote this in reference to the Bris Milah. And that's why you have over here three expressions, Nitzuach, Negino, and Shminis. You have three expressions of nigun, of song and praise, because the mitzvah Bris Milah, Sosa Noich Alim Rasecha, the mitzvah Bris Milah is a mitzvah that we accepted b'simcha, and it's always done b'simcha. What is a Shminis? Lanatzeach Binaginois Al Hashminis. David HaMelech wrote this for the Leviim and the Beis HaMikdash to sing Ala Shminis. Shminis is a musical instrument they explain, the Mefarshim explain, with eight strings. Eight strings. What's the significance of this eight-string musical instrument? The eighth bracha of Shemayna Esrei is Rafeinu Hashem v'nei Rafi. Rafeinu Hashem v'nei Rafi. Hashem, we dive into Hashem to heal us. This is the eighth bracha of Shemayna Esrei. The Bris Mila is also on the eighth day. Ramchal and Mesil Sesharim tells us that Mi'ikir Adin, from the letter of the law, and the person doesn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it, it should be finished. It should be over with his life. Person transgressed the Ratzon Hashem, the Melech Malchi Amlochim. Midas Adin should say, life is over. With the Chesed from Hashem, we know that's not the case. The Rachmanus from Hashem, Hashem has mercy on us. But Mi'ikir Adin from the letter of the law explains the Mesil Sharm. If a person violates one mitzvah, whether it's the serious mitzvah, whether it's a light mitzvah, if one can say something like this, it should all be done with. No more life. Comes along a person who, instead of losing his life, Rachman Litzlan, he gets sick. Getting sick now is a chesed. We're now being introduced that a sickness, a person who gets ill, this is a chesed, this is a chesed from Hashem. This is a rachmanus. Hashem is showing mercy. The bris milah is on the eighth day because the person, the baby, needs the refuah. As we had mentioned, that the eighth bracha of Shemana Esrei is Refa'enu. The Maral explains that the number eight, just like we had Chanukah, is Lemaila Min HaTeva. Teva, nature, says that the person should be punished with a death sentence if he transgressed the Ratzon Hashem. That's Teva. Comes the Maral and explains, eight is Lemaila Min HaTeva, is above nature. Lamnatzeach b'neginoitz al hashminis mizmor leDavid. David HaMelech is singing out. How does a person in tremendous, horrific pain, how does he sing a mizmor leDavid? David HaMelech is realizing this is a chesed from Hashem. As sick as he was, as the pain went to his bones of his body, as we'll say, ki nivholu atzomai, in Pasuk Gimel. Refa'eni, Hashem, heal me. Ki nivholu atzomai, the pain is in my bones. But David HaMelech realized that this is still a chesed from Hashem. L'netzeach b'negino is al hashminis, the shminis, the eighth day of the bris milah, the eighth bracha of Shemayna Esrei, Refa'enu Hashem v'nei Rafei. This is l'mayla min ha-teva. A refuah is above the laws of nature. We all know, you take a piece of paper, you rip it in half, no matter how many years you wait, it's not going to get back together. A person has a cut, a little cut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously takes the skin and starts gluing it back together. This is l'matzeich b'neginas al-shminas mizmor leDavid. We can come to appreciate the Rachmanus, the Chesed Elyon, the kindness Hashem shows us. Whether it's a small, little, tiny something, or Lo Yaleinu, something bigger. Even that is a Chesed from Hashem. This is Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk Beis, David HaMelech turns to Hashem and says, Hashem, Al Ba'apcho Soichicheni, Al B'chamoscho Siyasreini. Hashem, says David, please, don't punish me be'apcha, with your anger. Be'apcha, seichicheni. ועל בחמוסכו סייסי רייני. We turn to the Malbim once again to understand what is af and what is chema. Af, anger. Chema, rage. Af is a display, an open display. Af is a person's nose also. The nose is also called the af. When a person gets angry externally, this is af. When a person is angry internally, this is chema. Af is more painful, is more serious than chema. Says Davra Melech Hashem, Abba Abcha Seichi Cheni V'Abba Chamoscha Siyasereni. Please Hashem, when you, I understand, I need to be punished, but the punishment shouldn't come through af. The punishment shouldn't come from anger. The punishment shouldn't come from chamoscha. How should the punishment come? Like a father who loves his son and rebukes his son with love. This is what David HaMelech is asking Hashem. This brings us to a very powerful lesson. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world midah keneged midah. Measure for measure. The way we deal with others, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will orchestrate that others will deal with us as well. As we had mentioned, for some nuschois, nusach Ashkenaz, these words from Beis all the way to the end of this perek is said every single day. Tachnun at the end of Shemana Esrei. Shachris and Mincha. We have a message that's being taught to us over here. Hashem, Abba Abcha Seichi Cheni, Abba Chamos Chosi Asreini. We turn to Hashem. That even though we might have done a veris, ein sadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov le'yechte. Shlomi HaMelech tells us, there's no such thing as a tzadik that doesn't do a veris. Okay, we're human, we make mistakes. Now, when others make mistakes, how do we treat those other people? How do we talk to those other people? When somebody has to be rebuked, when somebody has to be spoken to, how do we speak to these people? If we speak to these people in a soft tone, if we speak to them with an expression and a feeling of ava, of love. I learned in Yeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin some time ago. There was a bachur who said to me, that Rav Chaim Siegel Zatzal, he was the Menahel of the Mesifta. He had a Yira, he feared him, and he had an Av on the law for him. And he showed me his notes, showed me his Gemara notes. He said, here you see these Gemara notes, I can tell you everything that's going on with the Rishonim and all the Mefarshim. And he says to me, Rav Chaim was very healthy at this point. He turned some pages, Rav Chaim's getting sicker. He's getting sick, doesn't feel well. Turns more and more, the notes keep on getting weaker and weaker. Till eventually, unfortunately, Reb Chaim was nifter. Reb Chaim Siegel of Shalom, the Menahel of Yeshiva Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin. And he stopped taking notes. This was a foreign bacher. And I said to him, what's going on? He said, even though he had to sometimes rebuke me, even though sometimes he had to show discipline, but he felt the love, he felt the ava that came from Rav Chaim Siegel. This is what the Bacher told me. And this is the lesson David HaMelech is teaching us, that when we talk to other people, whether it's with children, whether it's with Talmidim, whether it's with individuals, anybody we have to speak with, spouses, people you don't know, anybody. The way you talk to them, that's the way we're going to be treated as well. And if we're turning to Hashem and we ask Hashem, Abba Abcha Seichi Cheni, V'Abba Chamoscha Siyasreini, if we're asking Hashem to punish us, if we deserve it, like a father who loves his son, not with anger, we have to make sure that we, when we deal with people, we evoke that mercy because of our behavior, mida kineged mida, the way we deal with other people as well. Navar HaMelech continues in Pasuk Gimel, Chaneni Hashem ki umlal oni, Refe'eni Hashem ki nivhalu at somai. Navar HaMelech turns to Hashem and asks Hashem for a matnas chinam. Chaneni is a matnas chinam. Show grace to me, a free gift. A free gift, meaning I don't deserve it. I don't deserve the refuah. A person should never dive into Hashem in a schus, in a certain merit. I did this chesed, I gave that staka. A person should never dive into Hashem like this, because then it arouses the report card of the person comes up to Shemaim, and the Malachim say, so Pliny says he deserves A, B, C, and D because of this staka he gave, because this chesed he did, because this davening he did. Says Davra Melech, ki umlal ani. I am very weak. I am very impoverished. I'm dal. I'm poor. Poor meaning what? I have no strength. Therefore, Hashem, refa'eni, Hashem ki nivholu atzamai. The pain has gotten into my bones. That's how painful this is. V'nafshi nivholu ma'oid, v'ato Hashem ad mosai. Says Davra Melech, I'm shaking with trepidation, with fear. V'nashi nivhalo mo'oid. Ato Hashem ad Masa Hashem. I can't take too much more. I can't take this pain. Please heal me now. The Alshech HaKadosh explains that Davra Melech ad Masa is concerned. How much can I bear? He's concerned that he might die and he won't leave this world with a pure neshama. He's concerned he might die and he won't, because he knows the Yisurim are a kapara, are cleansing his neshama. But if it's so painful, he might not be able to deal with it. Admosai. Yemetz Hashem will continue next week with Pasuk Hei, Shuv Hashem Cholzo Nafshi. Just to review a few points we had mentioned. We started off Li'olam Yiraneinu from Rebbetzin Kamenetsky Le'a Shalom, that even when she went through Yisurim, she was still singing out to Hashem. When we asked that question, we said a person should always sing to Hashem. And we give a practical example. A person that just left this world is always doing this. Li'olam Yiraneinu, always singing to Hashem, no matter what the situation of the pain might be. We explained Lametzech B'Neginois, that really from the Mesiyas Hasharim, person doesn't deserve a second chance. Doesn't deserve to be sick to get a kapara. Al Hashminis, the eight-string instrument, is coming to Memrames, L'mayla min ha-teva, that when a person gets sick, this itself is a chesed from Hashem. And we explain the very important lesson of Mida Keneged Mida, that the same way we deal with people, with our children, with Talmidim, with others, this is the same way when we want to turn to Hashem. Hashem, a man, a husband who wants to support his family and it's difficult. So he turns to Hashem. He has to make sure that he talks to people properly. He behaves and deals with others properly as well. So that we can turn to Hashem. Hashem should answer his tefillahs. I want to thank everyone for listening. And I would like to reach out to you and mention that it is Tu B'Shvat. And if you'd like to send me a name to daven for someone, for something, Bli Neder, I will do so. You could just WhatsApp it back to me. And we should all have Yeshuas and Refuas, Besuas Toivos, and Kol Tuv, only Simchas. Thank you for joining.